5. David Brevin has joined us along with the Doc, and we're going to shoot up to Brisbane, and their captain, Dane Zorko, has been good enough to join us. G'day, Dane.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Dane, we're going great. There must be a great feeling around the club at the moment.
Yeah, there certainly is. Probably a position we haven't been in for a very long time, so it's a little bit new to us, but certainly enjoying it.
I think when we look at the win-loss records at the moment in the AFL, Brisbane Lions the only club to win the last three on the trot.
Is that right?
You lead the field.
Stop the season now.
Dane, obviously pretty well documented what happened with Dane Beam stepping down and all that sort of stuff. When you were offered the job, obviously you wouldn't have thought second about it. Did you speak to anyone, Luke Hodge or Dane himself?
Not really, no. It's sort of been potentially a possibility for a few months prior. So, I guess I just had to be ready if it ever occurred to happen. It did happen in unfortunate circumstances, but, as you said, I didn't have to think twice about it. I was more than happy to take over the role.
Hey, Dane, Dermot here. Congratulations on, your career so far. It's the first time I've ever got the chance to speak to you. Hey, do you feel like there's real stability within your playing group now? You're a young team, but it just feels like over the last 8 weeks, you're running out onto the ground and you know who's going to be playing where for the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, absolutely. And touch wood, our injury list has been pretty good as well. Obviously, unfortunate that we lost Charlie and Harris. Yeah, absolutely. I think people probably just forget a little bit that we do have Charlie Cameron up here and he's been injured for quite a while, but apart from those two and Matty Eagles, we've had a really healthy list for majority of the season, which obviously helps with that stability. Our reserves are still going really well in the NEAFL, so it's a really good position for the club. People are pushing for spots, and I think that drives performance out on the field as well.
Yeah, when looking at stability, we look at, you've got 18 on the field at any one time, and I think it's North Melbourne have 12 players who've played every game. Then there's a few teams, so about three teams on 10. And then the Brisbane Lions are in third spot with 9 players. Half your team has played every game. So you've got some real continuity in your playing group now, whereas when we watched you developing as a young team 2 years ago, you were getting first gamers come in, come out, and people were coming back in and out of the side. There was a lot of instability, but it's really settled now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Frage has probably instilled a lot of faith in the young guys, and no matter how they really go, it's important that we keep building games into these guys because they are the future of the club, and I think they're really embracing the faith that Fraser certainly put in them to keep playing and play really well. And at the moment, they're all executing their roles really well and some playing some really good football. I think Cam Rain has gone, has really started to show over the last few weeks. Hugh McGlaggy just had a fantastic year. Alex Withers and the same. So those guys are, I think, benefiting from the faith that Fraser's has shown in them, not only this year, but last year as well. And now those guys are up around 20, 30 games and feeling more comfortable playing at that level every week.
Dane Zorko has joined us, Brisbane Lions captain. I'm interested, Dane, in your style of play. This is at a time when everyone in the game is looking at the way the game is being played and everyone has a lot of negativity about the game. But I reckon Brisbane's one of the sides that I really enjoy watching.
Kevin.
It seems to me that, you know, Chris Fagan, you know, he wants to attack. I know defence is very, very important, but you seem to play with a bit of freedom at the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't get me wrong, defence is a huge part of the way we want to play. But I think offensively, yeah, we are pretty exciting to watch. We've got a lot of guys in our team that have the ability to run and carry. And I think Fagan has really embraced that and let us do that. Offensively, we try and move the ball certain ways, and if teams do shut us down in one option, then we can sort of rely on another one. So it's a fantastic game plan that Fage and the coaching staff have put together for us, but it certainly is built on defence and what we're able to do, trying to turn the ball over.
You're saying that no one's ever told Mitch Robinson to slow the game down, Dane?
What a great pickup he's been.
Hey, what about...
Exactly right.
What's Hodgie been like off the field for you?
So the whole group, he's been amazing to me personally. Absolutely awesome. The leadership style that he's been able to bring to our club, a lot of the culture stuff from being in a successful environment like Hawthorn for so long, he certainly shared some of that on our all our playing list, really. But in terms of the leadership stuff for me and on field and seeing how vocal and how demanding he is in a constructive way has been something that I've been able to benefit in my leadership as well. So also with the back six or the whole back line group, sharing knowledge for them has been amazing. I think we've seen that the stability in our back line's been really good for the whole year, and I think they're growing every week thanks to the work that Hodgie's been able to do with them.
Now, you obviously wouldn't have heard, but the boys were talking about Brodie Meyercheck about an hour ago and how he's a mature age recruit and he came in. You're nearing to 30 and you haven't played 150 yet because you came in a little bit later. You're an exceptionally good player. Why didn't you get picked up? Why didn't you play league football before you eventually entered?
Well, if you ask all the 18 club recruiters before that, mate, I'll probably give you the answer.
well, they would have, some of them at least, would have been kind enough to give you some feedback, I would imagine. What reasons did they give you?
I think a lot of it probably came down to endurance and what sort of X factor I probably had, obviously not being the tallest player. And I felt like at that time my draft was probably going around. It seemed to be going for taller players, which is totally understandable, but I felt like I had to have an X factor to get drafted, and I probably didn't have one, to be honest.
Weren't quick then?
Not really, no. No, well, I felt like I was.
Because you're explosive.
Yeah, and that's probably really all I had, but I think to be an exception, and obviously Queensland football has grown a lot, but I think up here, you're probably back 10, 15 years ago, you really needed to have an X factor, and I probably didn't have one, to be honest. And I guess recruiters probably found it difficult to draft someone that they didn't really
know. Go on, say it.
Really know, so.
Say it. You reckon they got it wrong, don't you?
Oh, I don't know.
Dane, you are, yes. Speaking of Queensland footy, you are a Gold Coast born and bred. So yep. You had three codes available to you as a kid. How did you end up playing AFL? And at any stage, were you thinking about, you know, one of the rugbies?
I never thought about code shopping because I didn't really know anything other than AFL. Purely because Dad, once he moved out from Yugoslavia at a young age, he lived in Melbourne for the first 20 years of his life or before he moved up to the Gold Coast. So the only sport he really knew was soccer and AFL. So I guess I grew up just really only following AFL, and it was never really an option to sort of go to another sport.
Which former Yugoslav country did you come? Did your dad come
Slovenia.
From? Where?
Slovenia.
Ah, dobro dan then.
Yeah. You been there, Derm?
Yes.
So who were you barracking for in the World Cup the other night?
Me or Derm?
You.
I was going for Croatia, even though that's probably bad.
But I was
going
to say, yeah. That'd go down at home. You must have a special relationship with Dane Beams, given the fact that you go through school, but certainly junior footy with him. That's a pretty special long-term relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. He actually boarded with my family in our first state carnival when we were both 11 and 12. We had the primary school together. So me and Dane are quite close, and sort of kept in contact throughout. Yeah, he's been down draft to Collingwood. So when he came back to Queensland, it was it was pretty awesome to be reunited with him.
You could end up being the cultural attaché to Ljubljana. If you could tell people I am, because I've been there and it's a beautiful country and not many people know about it, Dane.
Yeah, no. That's exactly right. And my uncle, actually, he went and visited there a few years ago and he said it's probably one of the most amazing places on earth. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is Zorko like Smith over there?
Oh, geez, I hope not.
What does it mean? Before we let you go, did you know what the meaning of Zorko is?
Oh,
does it mean pesty little bugger who gets around the club rooms and annoys opposition midfielders?
Well, I hope so. If that's what it is, I'm doing a good job at it.
Well done, mate. You've been fantastic for the Brisbane Lions, and we are all wrapped, even though you knocked over my Hawks last week, we're wrapped to see you doing so well as a player and as a team.
Absolutely awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dane Zorko there, the Brisbane Lions captain. After the break, Derm is going to go through his free kick stats.
Today's podcast was thanks to Optus. So now that it's over, is your business ready to hear more yes? It all starts with one simple shift. Switch to Optus and surround your business with yes. Search yes for business.